welcome to the first ever audio update / video update. We'll be posting to YouTube and to Ellensburg Community Radio, but welcome to Talking Bulldog Athletics. Jonathan Gordon is our PA guy for football and for basketball and pretty much anything else that you can think of between Central Washington University and Ellensburg High School. And I'm Cole Kahn, your athletic director at Ellensburg High School. JG, how are you?
Well, how are you doing?
So good, man. Good. Kind of fired up to try this new thing. Absolutely. Don't mind the cord and the microphone. We're just trying something new to see if we can get more information out to promote Bulldog Athletics.
Sounds great. Looking forward to it.
So the folks at Ellensburg Community Radio and Mike Gallagher approached me earlier this summer to see if we can't get some sort of audio update. And I thought, why not? We throw it into some sort of podcast format where we can post to Best of Bulldogs YouTube as well as Ellensburg Community Radio and highlight as many programs as possible.
Sounds good. Great opportunity.
Well, and I think throughout this series, too, we can highlight kids and coaches and invite them and just kind of have a discussion and see how things are going.
Absolutely.
To start things off, we'll start talking. We've had a ferocious start to the year. Things have been going just like crazy. It feels like, you know, no matter how many years you have in the job, you're drinking out of a fire hose, and this year is no exception. We fired up a couple weeks ago during rodeo weekend. We traveled the football team down to Zilla and lost 14-13. I don't know if you watched that game or not.
Watched a little bit. I actually kind of saw a little bit of the video replay after, but it started with a bang, right? First play of the season, we get a touchdown. So that was seemingly a good start, and unfortunately couldn't pull that one out.
Yeah, newsflash, Colton Magruder's fast, you guys. He is really fast. First play of the game from scrimmage, handoff to Magruder, and I think it was 60 yards down the road, and he was untouched for a touchdown. Just kind of took off like a rocket.
Absolutely, yeah. And that was a good thing. Hopefully, good thing a good sign of things to come this season. You know, and obviously, you know, with Zilla, that first game of the year, you know, we only lost by the 1 point. You know, that's a team that beat us by what, 3 touchdowns at least on our own field last year. So, promising start, you know, with that one, even though we didn't come out with victory. They're always a very tough program.
For sure, and ultimately too. You know, we have a lot of kids who don't have a lot of varsity experience.
Right.
So, you know, between Darius and Colton, I think they kind of lead the crew in terms of who's played varsity in the past. We got a couple guys up front, but a lot of new faces as well. So to come out of the gates with a close game like that, you know, is always a good start.
It is, yeah, you're right. There's a lot of unfamiliar names as far as, you know, me from an announcing standpoint, you know, guys that are out there making plays and so on. Like you said, you know, it's you know, relatively inexperienced from the varsity level standpoint, but yeah, definitely Darius and Colton kind of leading the skill position players, and you got some kids that have been in the program for a while that are now starting. You know, thinking along the skill side, you know, with Isaac Stickle, you know, being in there as a starter, Colton Willard, you know, who played some special teams last year, but I don't think he played a lot of not a ton of offense by any means, and so, you know, as those kids continue to get reps throughout the year and get that experience playing together in a game setting, you know, hopefully they'll continue to be on that upswing and you know, will lead to not only good things towards the second half of the season, but, you know, beyond.
Well, and I think we saw some of that in week 2 versus Davis. Had a little bit of a slow start that first half. Yeah. Had to figure some things out offensively and defensively.
Sure.
To kind of put a stop to their – they have some elite speed on that team. And
absolutely.
So – I think that kind of surprised us right out of the gates.
It did, you know, and they have, you know, their running game was pretty, you know, was pretty good, and their quarterback, you know, their quarterback's a 4-year letterman. You know, he's not big in size, but he kind of does everything for them, and, you know, and so returning kicks and punts and kicking off, I think, and then, or I guess he was punting and then also playing the quarterback position. So somebody very, you know, very skilled and experienced. You know, they got off that fast start. They had running back, he's pretty, you know, pretty good size, pretty good, and he's only a sophomore. You know, I think he kind of took it to us a little bit early on, and you know, then you're right, we kind of got our footing underneath us in the second half. You know, each team had a touchdown taken off the board due to penalty, but the fact that we came back the fourth quarter, made it a game. I mean, we were at one point, you know, had we converted a 2-point conversion early in the, on the first touchdown, and we would have been within 8 points, you know, going down the stretch, and we had possession and just weren't able to convert and get that, you know, get that score to where we would have had a chance. And, you know, we had a couple onside kicks in that game, you know, right out of the shoot in the second half, onside kick that we recover, and then we did the same thing after our first score. And you know, that really energized the team, energized the crowd, I think, to put us in a position to where, hey, we're still in this game. You know, we may have given up 24 in the first half, but you know, we're still hanging around. And you know, credit to the defense for holding them off the scoreboard in the second half. So be excited to see what they do this week against Sela, obviously the conference opener, and our longtime rival as well.
Sure, and ultimately too, this is the type or part of the season where kind of people get dings and nicked up a little bit, and so we'll see kind of how the injury factor plays into things between both teams. I don't know what the status is for Sela, but I know we got a couple guys that are banged up a little bit, so we'll have some younger guys stepping into some big roles this week.
Sure, it'll be interesting to see what Sela brings. You know, last week beat them, I think, by 3 touchdowns at their place, and Magruder went for 5 touchdowns in that game. And they're struggling a little bit, you know, so far to start the year. They lost to Davis week one, I think it's 20-7, and then they lost to Okanagan 49-7 on the road last week. And again, they're on the road this week, so 3 weeks in a row for them. They're going to be a little, this will be an easy trip compared to last week, you know, from a geography standpoint.
Absolutely.
But by the same token, you know, I think the trajectory that our guys had from the second half last week, you know, is to our benefit, and you know, maybe take advantage of Sela not having a lot of confidence maybe early on, having only scored 2 touchdowns in 2 games.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, we'll know on the gridiron on Friday night.
We will.
So.
It'll be fun.
Well, shifting gears here a little bit, we've also had CWAC soccer in action, and we've had our first CWAC swim meet, and our cross-country runners have participated in the Ellensburg invite, and our volleyball team has been off and running. So let's talk a little bit about volleyball, and sure. We have you know, a lot of good returners on that. We got 3 seniors and a couple new faces, and we had our volleyball jamboree last week on the 5th of September. We had the Hattie Sullivan Memorial Jamboree.
Right.
And then we've played the Sundome Invite down in Yakima, and then we hosted West Valley of Yakima on Tuesday, the 12th.
Yep. So obviously, so that tournament down in Yakima is a good indicator. Even though the matches don't count as far as the you know, they're not counting matches as far as wins and losses and overall standing. Bulldogs finished second, or I should say they won the bracket for number 2 seeds, I guess, out of the pool play. And they only lost 1 set the whole weekend. So that's, I shouldn't say the whole weekend, it was all only Saturday. So to win 11 out of 12 sets and beat some good programs and teams, I think they beat Lewiston from Idaho, who's in their highest classification. That was the title match for the number 2 seeds and so on. So swept them, swept Sela in the semifinals. And we know how tough they always are. So certainly that's a good indicator as far as where they're at. They did lose some pretty key pieces from last year. You know, one was playing at Villanova.
Sure,
tonight.
Sure.
And, you know, and so to come back and start that strong, even though it wasn't counting towards, you know, towards the overall record, is a good indicator of things to come. You know, last night sounds like they ran into a little bit of a buzzsaw against West Valley. But we know West Valley is always one of the top 4A programs in the state. So. You know, sounds like a few errors here and there that kind of made it so that the end result didn't go our way. But, you know, we got another tough one coming with Chelan, tomorrow, on the 14th. So, we'll see how things go. And then conference play starts next week.
Well, we had a little bit of a celebrity name drop in Abby Harrell, who's currently at Villanova University and, gotten some all tournament honors, her way. So Abby, shout out to you. Hope all is well. But yeah, no, you're right. A bunch of new faces, and our new superintendent's daughters, Troy Torno is our new superintendent, and his daughters Jolie and Aubrey are on our volleyball team, and it seems like they fit in really well with the crew and have brought a lot of energy and honestly skill to the team.
It's just good, and that's something when you've got some big holes to fill, to have people that are able to step in right away and contribute, and so you know, I expect they're probably not gonna. You know, while they lost a lot of skill to graduation and so on, you know, to have these new faces step in and be able to contribute right away, and obviously we saw results on Saturday, and hopefully, you know, more things to come as we look to defend the district championship from last year.
When we talk about West Valley and Chelan coming to town for volleyball, the same question, or I guess same statement should be made about football. Our non-league schedule is formidable. We've got a lot of non-league opponents who are going to prepare us for CWAC play, and hopefully that sets us up for a postseason run in all of our sports.
Exactly. Yeah, you talk about football, you know, Zilla, again, you know, is apparently pretty strong. Davis being one of the largest schools in the state, 4A, even though they've kind of gone up and down. That's still, when you're stepping up 2 classifications, you know, thankfully we got to have them on our field. And thankfully, it was a better overall performance compared to last year when it went double overtime in a 6-0 Bulldog win. That's good. And then we'll have Wenatchee here in a few weeks, whom we played in Moses Lake last year due to wildfire smoke and so on. But we get a turnaround game from them here in the middle of the season, and so that'll be, that'll be a good thing for us, and hopefully we'll be, that'll give us a few more weeks under our belt. You know, volleyball wise, like you mentioned, West Valley, one of the top 4A programs. Chelan, I think, won state in 1A last year.
2 years in a row.
So, yep. That's good right off the bat. And the CUAC is always tough. I mean, Ephrata has been at the top, with us the last couple of years. CELA, as we know, is perennially strong year in and year out. To get that strong competition in there before conference play, it's should set us up, well for league play once we start. And I think that's next week.
Yeah, and I've never been much of a puzzle guy myself, unless it comes to managing your own team. But I know Coach Stickle and Coach Zenny are doing exactly that and trying to put the puzzle together to get the right pieces in the right places to make their teams function at the highest possible way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we've also had our swimmers going. Our swimmers are outstanding. They've never really had a home facility in the past few years. We've been thankful to use Memorial Pool here in Ellensburg, as well as dip our toe in the water, no pun intended, at Central Washington University. But to try and bounce back without a home facility has been a challenge, and our coach Shayla Madsen has done an outstanding job with our swimmers. We got 9 of our kids out this year, including some from Cle Elum, so they were able to compete down in Prosser this weekend and finish 3rd over the crew.
They're out of 6 or 7 programs, so that's a great start. That's an outdoor facility too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I didn't really, it's not something we talk about much, but especially now the time of year, you can get away with swimming outside. Once we get here in October, maybe not so much. Good start for them. I mean, CELA, who wins the district year in year out, and no one does Walt State. They won that, and Granby wasn't too far behind. Bulldogs in 3rd, I think 31 points. I think CELA had 48 as the winning score. And so, that's a great start for them, especially just with school year just underway, off to a good start. And they'll have more of those type meets where it's kind of like a conference meet every time, but it pretty much is. I think
every
single one is you're competing against all the other conference schools, so you get a lot of familiarity with them. Something that you wouldn't necessarily have in some of the other sports.
Yeah, and we get our swim conferences spread out across Eastern Washington, so we include Clarkson and Pullman in that group as well. So we have quite a wide spread in terms of the competition that we face when we're swimming. We get to host 2 dates at Central this year, still pending confirmation, but we're excited to have our kids be able to swim a home meet finally in the first time since prior to the COVID pandemic,
yeah,
I think.
Probably, yeah.
So. Our girls' soccer team's up and rolling, too. Soccer's had talk about non-league schedules. We got West Valley on our non-league schedule, who's been an outstanding 4A soccer program. Mm-hmm. We had Mount Si come to town and take it to us a little bit, but they're incredible. Right. I mean, they had a great team. They were a well-oiled machine long before they stepped on the field here at Ellensburg High School, but then dropped a heartbreaker down at East Valley last night, 3-2.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I'll open up with 2 4A powers right off the bat. Week one, right after Labor Day, and with West Valley, I think a 5-2 loss on the road. Then outside here, lost 8-0, and so then a little bit of time off, if you will, coming into the league opener last night, Tuesday, took on an East Valley program that they won the regular season conference title last year. I think they were the runners up at the district, the district championships. But they were seeded maybe 5th, for the state tournament last year. So, again, a very formidable program. We were 2-2 up until about 2 minutes left, and then East Valley got the game winner on a penalty kick. So that's a strong showing, because East Valley have been roughing some teams up, in their non-conference schedule. So come away with a 3-2 loss is good, and hopefully take some momentum away from that loss, even though it was. It wasn't a favorable result as far as the final score, but again, talk about building momentum and hopefully taking it moving forward. Hopefully they'll take that in their next contest and be able to compete and be in the top half of the conference and everything like that. So,
and when we talk about elite level athletes, I mean, I think every sport kind of has their specified athlete, you know, in different positions, but we have some really incredible athletes on our soccer team this year.
We do, and you know, you look at them, and there's a few of those names that, you know, were on that state championship basketball team last year, and they've been a part of the soccer program for, you know, a while. Lane Rowe, Jameson Phillip, you know, Molly Moffitt's out there, Ellie Marcus, you know, they all have state titles under their belt, you know, in basketball, and so, and I'm sure there's others that, you know, that you're more familiar with as far as, you know, ones that are contributing, and I think, you know, it seems to me like the offense is kind of the thing that needs to get them going, and hopefully, you know, those individuals. I think we had a freshman that scored a goal last night, and who's a forward for us as our Lane and Jameson and so on. So hopefully that's a sign of good things to come. You know, getting in there, you know, maybe young, but you know, be able to contribute. I think they only have one senior on the roster. I remember seeing that.
That sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah. So again. You got a team that's, you know, relatively young compared to some of the other programs in the conference, and so you're probably going to take a few bumps, you know, along the way as a result. So again, it's early, only one game into the, you know, 12 game conference schedule. So and you start off with, you know, with a team that's been at the top, you know, the last couple of years, and so I think definitely take some positives from that and roll on the rest of the season.
Yeah, and Jim England's, you know, a tactician at heart, and so he's going to be doing his best to get the kids to buy into the shapes and all the technical skills associated with that as well.
For
so
sure.
I'm sure you're going to see improvement across the year. And
yep.
I think that one thing that's unique about CWAC soccer is every game can be a win or a loss. I mean, it just across the board, I think we got a really solid conference for soccer.
I think so too, and I think you take a look at, I mean, I was looking at some of these non-conference scores that were coming in where, you know, you've got teams like, you know, Prosser and Grandview were just beating the crud out of these 1A schools, you know, and then yesterday, you know, Ephrata Grandview play each other, and Ephrata's improved this year, you know, and Ephrata Grandview go double overtime and then penalty kicks before Ephrata wins on the road. So, you know, you're not seeing these, you know, 10-goal outbursts once you get into league. So that's indicative that you've got a pretty, you know, there's a lot of parity there, a lot of strong competition. So stuff you were maybe getting away with in non-conference, you know, if you will, scheduling patsies in some cases, for lack of a better word, you know, you're not going to see that once it comes to conference play. And so every night will be a dogfight, pun intended, for our Bulldogs. And you know, hopefully, like I said, hopefully we'll come out on top more often than not, and see what happens come postseason, you know, later on.
Love it. Last but not least, we got our cross country runners, all 118 of them. I think there's that many kids out for our cross country program this year. I think the next closest in the CWAC is in the 80s. So. Mm-hmm. I think Jeff Hashimoto said that our team alone makes up 55% of the entire CWAC.
Wow. That's cross country. That's pretty crazy when there's seven programs. But that's, you know, that's indicative of, I mean, continued success. I mean, that's a program that's been, our cross country program has been very successful for many, many years. And, you know, and I think maybe sometimes when you have that success, you got more kids that may want to gravitate towards being a part of that successful program. And so probably not too terribly, you know, surprising on that. And I think we got a lot of returning talent, you know, this year that's, you know, coming off a district title last year and things like that. So it'll be exciting to see. And we've got two home meets. We just have the one for the conference preview here coming up. I think it's a week from tomorrow.
September 21st.
Yeah.
Yep.
So all the other six conference schools will get to come here, and everybody will get to run together, kind of like a conference preview meet, kind of like in week one, and then, you know, and then 6 weeks later, where you have your conference district championship down in Sela. So, again, hopefully, you know, the trend that has been set as far as Bulldog success and, you know, in cross country will continue. And it sounds like had a pretty strong showing, you know, at our relays invite last weekend.
And Jeff sets that up in such a unique way. And the course is a non-conventional course. It's not exact distance. Mm-hmm. And kids are running through water. So it's more of a fun get-together to fire up the season. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a jamboree, if you will. Just kind of, it's not a full 3-mile course,
right,
like we typically run. And so,
right. Well, and even mixed gender
teams.
Mixed gender relay,
yep,
teams. And I think what I see that our top relay squad was second out of 85.
Yep.
I think. And representing 30 schools. I mean, that's like an invitational, a jamboree, and get to have a little extra fun along the way with a non-conventional, non-traditional, you know, format. So
absolutely. Well, that's just kind of the tip of the iceberg for Jonathan and I's first conversation about Bulldog Athletics. You're going to see this evolve over this year, hopefully, and we can get together regularly to provide updates not only through Ellensburg Community Radio, but also through YouTube. You know, you heard Jonathan spit a bunch of facts. He's the master statistician, and he knows people's birthdays, and he knows results. He also works on behalf of the CWAC as a sports information director, so he manages some of our social media accounts and a lot of the scheduling software that we're using. And so JG is definitely a go-to for not only Ellensburg High School, but CWAC sports in general. So if you see him around, give him a high five. But until then, we'll meet next week and give a report over the weekend and see how our program's fared, and then we'll go from there.
Sounds great.
All right. Thanks, JG.